The National Malaria Control Program, NMCP, is to introduce the seasonal malaria chemo prevention program in the Upper West region. This is because the parasite prevalence in children under 5 years in that region is very high compared to other regions. The National Coordinator of NMCP, Vivian Orban, disclosed this at a forum in Accra to commemorate this year's World Malaria Day, which fell on the 25th of last month. Madam Orban said the program will be done in a cycle of 4 months, beginning from the rainy season, where the parasite load is high. Rita Nyako has more.
The theme for this year's celebration, Invest in the Future, Defeat Malaria, is expected to run for the next 3 years. Madam Vivian Orban said the gains made in malaria control are fragile and could easily be reversed unless malaria continues to be a priority for decision makers, donors and the communities. She added that many countries have missed the 2007 and 2010 targets and are also likely to miss the 2015 target unless cautious efforts are made to increase access to essential malaria interventions. Madam Orban explained why the NMCP is concentrating on the Upper West region and how the seasonal malaria chemo prevention program is going to be done.
This will be carried out in the Upper West region. When we say Greater Accra, parasite prevalence in children 3 months to 59 months, that's under 5, was 4%. The central region is 32%, western region is 36%, Bauta region is 17%, the northern is 44%, and the Upper West is 51%. So we can no longer say that our efforts should be the same in all these regions because the prevalence levels are different. And based on that, we are doing what we call the seasonal malaria chemo prevention. And what it means, using the recommended drug of amodiaquine and then NST. We are going to do this in cycles of 4 months, beginning from the season where the parasite load is high during the rainy season. And this will be done for 3 years, and then an assessment will be made to see the gains that we have made.
A principal pharmacist at the police hospital, Chief Superintendent Ellen Sam, said if malaria is to be eradicated completely, then treatment must be accessible, acceptable, affordable and effective. She added that stakeholders must also invest in research as this will alert them at all times. Chief Superintendent Sam called on journalists to come on board to help in the fight against malaria by educating the public.
Rita Nyakon reporting.